Hi, this is Steve Bowes.
And Trish McFarlane.
We did a series of podcast episodes at the Oracle Modern Business Experience event in Las Vegas.
Be sure to check out all four episodes and connect with our guests after the shows. And to learn more about Oracle Modern Business Experience and all of the solutions, go to oracle.com/HCM.
Thanks so much for listening to the HR Happy Hour Show. We are here with Brian Summer from TechVenef. Brian, how are you today?
I'm doing fine, Steve.
We are here at the Oracle Modern Business Experience event. Having a great time?
We are. Hashtag Oracle MBX for anyone who wants to follow along.
And you know what I forgot, Trish?
What?
I forgot to say I'm joined by, of course, Trish McFarlane.
I like that you did.
Because we usually do this
everyone
on the phone.
Knows. No, everyone knows my voice, right, at this point.
It's been years.
No, there's no introduction. Someone told me recently I should just, like, ditch the last name completely and just go by Trish.
Like Charo?
There's really, yeah. Like, no, more like Madonna. Where'd Charo come from? How old are you? Like Charo.
Google that one.
Have you been watching The Love Boat a lot lately? Charo was always on Love Boat,
right? Can
you
define a lot?
All right, we probably need to refocus. Way off course.
Let's talk about what we're here to talk about with Brian, which is bots. The bot revolution in AR. I know. You're wondering, what am I talking about? That's why we have Brian here. Brian,
exactly.
Chat bots for HR. First of all, what are we talking about? What is a chat bot for HR? Or what's a chat bot in general?
I think all of us have probably seen, if you've ever been on the internet to buy something, there's always that helpful assistant little box that pops up on the screen that wants to help you make your e-commerce magic happen. But chatbots can also manifest themselves in cell phone applications. They can pop up all over. And now we're seeing, instead of it just being relegated to the realm of e-commerce, now we're seeing these things being powered by artificial intelligence and showing up in business applications like, human resources.
Yeah. And we're seeing, this is probably a trend we've seen for a long time in human resources and workplace tech, right? Things that are developed or innovated in more customer-centric or customer-facing applications find their way right into HR and workplace systems. So chatbots, it sounds like it's another example of this.
Yeah, it's kind of another one of these consumer-oriented technologies that's finding its way to the enterprise.
Yeah. So are we going to be seeing chatbots in every HR system?
I think you'll...
Am I chatting with my payroll system soon?
I think you'll see a lot of them popping up, but I'm not sure they're going to all be there right away.
Okay.
I think right now the hype machine is running ahead of the reality at the moment, but I don't think they're going to go, I don't think it's going to stop it. I mean, this is one of those things that's, the technology is quite viable. What's required is a lot more heavy lifting, I think, on the part of vendors to make this stuff a reality for countless numbers of users.
I think, too, when you look at many of the vendors, they're not that advanced compared to the rest of us when it comes to what could a chatbot be used for. So they're still going through the process of trying to figure out, is it just going to sort of, give you information that's already stored in your HR system? How do you take it beyond to make recommendations and decisions? So those are things that are going to take quite a bit of time, I think. Is that what you're seeing, too, as you're talking with, with many different vendors?
Yeah, the best demos you'll ever see are when they do more than a simple, what I call a question and response.
Right.
Hey, Alexa, how much vacation time do you have left? And it goes, Brian, you now have, or Siri, or whatever the name of your bot du jour is, Brian, you have 62 hours of available vacation left.
Right.
The best ones not only give you the response, but they interrogate the response to figure out, is that a good thing or a bad thing?
Mm-hmm.
And then based on that value call, then it gives you options like, would you like to... like schedule time off, press 1. Would you like to do whatever, something else, press 2. And then they have the workflow built in behind it that then can actually make it go to become a reality. So all you have to do in a great bot world is just ask the question and then sit back and watch magic happen after that.
Right. For me, I'd prefer it if I had a bot that would sort of identify, maybe by looking at my calendar, like crawling my calendar and noticing, like, oh, Trish, it looks like you have 68 hours available vacation, and we see that you have been, not taking vacation for the last 12 months.
Right.
Would you like a vacation? And then maybe it would have, some sort of a system it could connect to help me have a discounted vacation, right? So, I mean, that's my dream, Brian. Is that ever going to be a possibility?
I don't know. I remember a boss of mine who once told me I should learn how to take my vacation on the weekends. So we got to make sure the bots are smart enough to figure that out.
Yeah.
There's a couple things here that are really interesting to me, especially when we start talking about voice. Right, I'm a huge believer in what's happening in that space. Whether it's the dedicated stuff like Alexa, which you know, Trish, I'm a huge fan of.
We're
talking
fans,
about all
yes.
the time, and
use it all the
remember
time.
To subscribe to the HR Happy Hour show on Alexa, by the way, on your Amazon Alexa device.
That's true.
Every morning. I love the way this is kind of democratizing information yet again. Right. So we've talked about that a lot in HR technology when we started rolling out self-service applications, and plenty of years ago now, 15 mm-hmm. years ago now, we're giving people access to their information. It's their information, right? And we're letting them have access to it. I think these kinds of tools, especially when you incorporate voice, take that even a step further. Like, what's my vacation? That sounds like kind of silly, right? Like, it's an easy thing for the bot to answer back. But I think it's really powerful to make that piece of data, which is really, really important to people, as easy as just asking for it. That's never been easier, right?
Right.
Well, but I tell you what, Steve, let's break this up into pieces. There's a lot going on in the background. For example, the voice recognition part is powered through natural language processing technology. And while every demo you and I and Trish see usually is done in U.S. English, there are other languages that have not really been fully converted over,
right.
if you will, or programmed in. That's number one. Number two is a lot of these technologies will be bolted up with machine learning technology because the machine learning software will figure out, like, oh, every time seems like 72% of the time people ask about their vacation balance, they then want me to go into their schedule and find out is there mm-hmm. available time to make it happen or what have you.
Or they book a day off. They just go book it, right?
Yeah.
Or make that request, and mm-hmm. maybe the tool then takes them right there, right?
So we're going to see it. You know, I want your listeners to realize that it's not going to be chatbot technology in an isolation. It's going to be chatbot with natural language processing,
yes.
chatbot with machine learning, chatbot with several other things. And that's what really makes these things go from being a interesting little thing to a very powerful productivity boost for HR. And that's really, I think, the headline here is, why is this interesting for HR organizations? And what I'm learning out there, I'm a buy-side analyst. I spend most of my time helping clients pick up new technology. And what I hear from them is they're not going to get any new budget, and they're not going to get any new headcount
right.
for the next foreseeable future. So what they need to do is they need to free up resources away from mundane, like, phone call requests to answer, where's my W-2, where's my paycheck, or, you know, and all these things that chatbots could just dispatch, and free up resources to do something in HR that really makes a difference.
When you're talking with, you know, the customers you're working with, what would you say is their level of comfort around having, I'm not just chatbots, but just, you know, automation in general and helping them? Because I think that having been a practitioner for so long, it was something we absolutely said we wanted, right, to free up our time to do the more strategic things. But I've also heard, you know, people are a little afraid of this because they do feel like it might take further positions away from their departments. What are you hearing when you're having these conversations with HR leaders?
Well, I'm going to go back in time. I've been to most of the HR tech shows that have been around for ages. And I always noticed that the longest lines were at the vendors' booths that were showing really cool whiz-bang stuff,
sure.
like powerful mm-hmm. predictive analytics,
right.
those kind of things. And I would see all these HR people just oohing and on, but none would ever whip out a checkbook and buy any of that. They'd go back and buy something like a core HR module.
Yeah. Right.
Or the first year the iPads showed up, right, at vendor booths.
Right.
XYZ application for the iPad, right?
So I think we're going to see the adoption of chatbots to follow a lot of other kind of technology adoption life cycles, where we're going to see some highly innovative companies are going to be some of the first to embrace it,
and some are, right? Especially in the recruiting space. There's probably four or five of them right now actually basically selling that as their product. They're not really selling a recruiting solution. They're selling a bot to. help enable your recruiting process.
And probably the most interesting bot that's out there right now are the ones that look at the corporate recruiters' schedules and or the operational executive schedules and are interacting directly with job seekers and bypassing the recruiting team. So, because there's no value in having some poor, high-paid recruiter managing everybody's Outlook calendar trying to get somebody scheduled.
Right.
That's a great use of office automation with a bot to make that happen.
Yeah.
But back to the adoption question, I think this is critical. I think some of the biggest companies will be the first ones to adopt these chatbots, not the small or the mid-sized companies. Every one of the mid-sized firms that I deal with, though, they have the hunger. They are looking for the wow factor technologies as part of the deal. But they need that stuff completely baked from a whole product perspective and incorporated into the solution, not something that gets that they have to do the integration and maintain the integration on and so forth. But the bigger issue, even with chatbots, is there's learning that has to take place with these technologies and a lot of data conversion. And we haven't even touched on that yet. And I think that's probably going to be a big eye-opener for a lot of companies.
Yeah, without getting too super geeky and perhaps not really even understanding it and making a jerk of myself, my sense is many of these, especially the ones that are trying to do things like get all the corporate manuals and the policies and procedures and whatever, however many reams and reams or files and megabytes of files, et cetera, on file servers accessible via bot technology, are probably using some kind of genericized or even open source technology in order to kind of, I'm not talking about learning necessarily, but accessing that data. Is that true? Or are there open source or just kind of generally available technologies that people can exploit to do some of this kind of easily? Or does everything have to be built from the ground up? Kind of from zero.
The tools that actually let these technologies bring all this information in and encode it, some of it's as simple as OCR scanning technology. It's not terribly new, and there's a lot of that that's even available in open source. I think the real opportunity, though, or something that people have to realize is I wouldn't jump on a chatbot program yet for my company. Particularly if I'm, let's say, a multinational, if I have different kinds of policies, procedures, workflows, everything else all over the world, or I've got a bunch of different divisions, I might want to think about standardizing some things and cleaning up some of this stuff first so that the bots will then operate consistently, and the bots don't have to be so super smart to know the context of exactly who you are, what country, what legal entity, what division, what plant, whatever you're at, because every one of them's got something different going on. And I think some of that diversity adds cost to the chatbot, environment that you're trying to bring in. So clean up your dirty laundry first before you get going on it.
That's good advice. Is there anything else, beyond that? Because I think a lot of the listeners look for sort of the tips and tricks of what should they be doing, right? If it may be a few years before they're really seriously considering a chatbot, for example, or a technology that involves that. Beyond sort of that step of cleaning up their data, what else would you say they should be doing? Should they be reading about this somewhere? How should they stay on top of what's coming down the road?
Well, they definitely need to get out of the office and get out and play in traffic. whether it's to shows like yours or to others, they need to get out there and not just know how to spell chatbot, but they really need to understand the full potential of what it could do, particularly in combination with other technologies. It's the combinations where real magic happens. Mm-hmm. But let me expand on Trish's question a little bit more. I think one of the big areas they got to look at is HR, these solutions are going to serve not just the current active workforce, but are also going to serve alumni, contingent workers.
Family members, potentially, on the benefit side.
Yeah,
right.
Former, the former employees is really interesting because there's a big business out there for people to provide W-2s, copies of old pay stubs, all kinds of other kind of records to people that used to be employees of companies. And a chatbot could handle that. As long as somebody's credentials have been verified, it could go get it, serve it, and bypass HR.
I'm glad you mentioned that little aside almost about the credentials. I was thinking about it earlier, and we didn't talk about it, but are there different or more complex or just what are the security concerns or implications of this beyond the normal, hey, we need to protect our employee data?
So I'm not dissing the people who make individual chatbot tools, But I do believe that we all know that how sensitive and how much we need to protect personal data that goes in an HR system. Mm-hmm. And I think this is one of the reasons that a lot of HR leaders will want to get chatbot technology from the vendor that provides the core HR systems.
Yeah.
For this very reason, they need mm-hmm. it. They need it using the identical security and protocols and structures that the HR product has.
Yeah.
I was just going to say, especially if you think about, workplaces where people are working very close, shoulder to shoulder with other employees. So being able to do something with voice, for example, a great deal of security is going to have to go into place before you can answer certain questions. And maybe there are certain amounts of data you would just never even put and make available that way.
Yeah, the voice implications, the security implications right. for these voice interfaces are really, really interesting. And I don't understand them. I know that they're there. I don't know what kind of mechanisms there might be eventually right. for. I mean, we saw some great digital assistant tools here at Oracle Modern Business Experience.
Absolutely.
And then I was thinking, oh boy, there is an element of let's make sure that, and I know these guys are thinking about it, but like I think HR people need to be aware of it as well, right? What the security implications and making sure that they're working with their vendors, maybe their internal IT departments as well make sure they're safeguarding data appropriately.
Right. Well, I think to Brian's earlier point about it doesn't have to necessarily be something that's just regurgitating personal information like your vacation balance,
the question
right?
question response.
Let's spend right, the last few minutes talking about that. I think that's so super interesting, Trish. Like, where could it go and be more powerful?
Well, I was thinking about the way. Hold on, Brian.
I think that when I think about,
for example, how I interact with, my device at home and how my parents interact, it becomes just second nature that you talk to this device, right? So I'm thinking, if I'm going to be interviewing someone and you're my interviewee and you're sitting at my desk and you ask me a question about, does this company offer sabbaticals or something? Maybe I don't know that. I'm a hiring manager. I don't remember every single policy we have.
Right.
And then the device would be there to immediately feed and serve up that type of information. So it's not highly personal, but it's certainly helpful in a recruiting process. So I think you could definitely have it, where it just becomes second nature. It's your second recruiter in the room, basically. Brian, what do you got?
Okay, so I made a comment earlier about you have to look at things in combination with others. Well,
yes.
the big thing coming around the corner right now in telecom is the rollout of 5G telephony.
Mm-hmm.
And what that means is we've mostly talked about chatbots as something that kind of takes a voice or textual message and returns text back to you. And I think we're looking at this way too limited because with virtually unlimited bandwidth and super high speed stuff, the answers coming back will be in video. And most HR teams have no video to mm-hmm. show if somebody asks a question, how do I add a new dependent, to my benefits deal? It should fire a video instead of give you a long textual response back.
Right.
Yep.
And that video needs to be in the context of the HR product that the company is using.
Right.
So, and we're going to be able to do that real quickly because 5G rollout is moving pretty darn quickly around the world. And that will probably be here in a big way in about 24 months. And what we should be advising your listeners is to plan for the convergence because it'll probably take them about 24 months to get some of the chatbot stuff ready.
Sure.
And when they do, they need to get it ready for video, not just text.
I think that's a great tip and something probably a lot of listeners are not thinking about. I know that wasn't high on my radar, so.
Yeah, I wasn't point. Either. I felt like I was happy with 4G. I 3G was okay. When I got that, I was thinking, wow, I've got another G.
You're not the generation that's being hired in right now who's actually going to be leading these companies.
I'm not
Steve.
Sure what I'm going to do with an additional G.
I don't know that you're going to need a G in a few years, right? Are you going to retire?
Steve's the last OG.
Oh, right. There you go. I like that.
Can be my new nickname.
We're getting close to the end of the episode here, but I do have a question for you, Brian. One of the things that I've heard a lot of talk about is around candidate assessment. Can you maybe just comment on where you think that stands? Would chatbots be ready for candidate assessment, and what is the comfort level there, if at all?
This is probably a subject for an entire
we
podcast.
We should probably
whatever,
do a whole show. Yes.
But I would tell you, I'm always extraordinarily careful about these technologies that could dramatically impact, positively or adversely, any one person's income and livelihood.
Right.
I'm not sold that the science is really right and tight for some of the decisions that the machine learning technologies underneath all these things can handle. There was actually a big article in, I think it was MIT Sloan Review just last month, that basically blew up a whole bunch of this kind of technology and how it could be used. Folks, you will always serve your company well if you choose technologies where the science is right and tight and it doesn't adversely impact anybody. It's where you're doing things that make decisions that push one person ahead of another. That's where things get really dangerous, just like in college admissions.
Oh, right. Yeah. Timely, so, right?
Yeah.
You know what? I was just going to say, I think that it's good if you are someone who is, whether you're a buyer today or whether you plan on maybe being a buyer in the next couple of years, it's about educating yourself so that you're not just blindly listening to some of the sales pitches from a vendor about where some of the chatbots can take you that isn't tight when it comes to the science behind those recommendations.
And I think some of that stuff on
being
that
an educated
side
buyer
can be simple. If we just take like the three or four typical application screening questions, right, that the ATSs have been pushing out for decades,
right,
and you convert that to a chat-based interface, I don't think there's any harm in that. If you're saying this job requires, I don't know, a commercial driver's license, and the chatbot says, do you have a CDL, yes or no, right? Like, it's no different than
that's
what we've been doing for
correct
a while.
And
I think that's what we're seeing first off. That's what's coming out of the box right
Absolutely.
Now. Nothing more complex than that.
Well, the bumper sticker phrase we ought to all follow is, if you can't explain the black box, you shouldn't be using one.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's got that kind of opacity in its technology and you don't understand it, you're just setting yourself up for a lawsuit.
Yeah.
So be careful.
Good stuff.
Caveat emptor, folks, but it's going to be fun and exciting stuff.
Brian,
I think
it's been a great conversation. I think the first time we've had the word opacity on the podcast ever.
I'm going to have to look that up,
but I will later. Brian Sommer from TechVentive, thanks for joining us. Great conversation.
Thanks, Steve. Thanks, Trish.
I'll be chatting with
you
on a bot soon, hopefully.
That's right.
maybe not. I'll be on a plane.
On the HR happy hour bot.
There we go. Oh, we need that, Trish.
Oh, see? Your eyes just lit up.
All right. Let me ignore that. All right. Super fun. Great conversation, Trish.
Great conversation.
Good to see you again. My name is Steve Bose for Trish McFarland, for Brian Sommer. Thanks to our friends at Oracle Modern Business Experience for hosting the HR happy hour show. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time. Bye for now. Thanks for listening to the HR Happy Hour Show, your source for information and conversation on work, the workplace, technology, and more. Learn more and listen to all the show archives at www.hrhappyhour.net.